for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
83651.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. 83651, correct?
Correct.
And your first and last name, please?
Steve Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.
Mr. Meyer, I do see your shipping address starting with 20. Would you verify it, please?
20, or my zip code.
Not the zip code, I'm sorry, the shipping address, the address.
Oh, 202 North Bonner Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Nampa, Idaho.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Meyer, I do see that you're dealing with a meals plan, an app that's cost $59.89, and it came from a contest or survey you did where it enrolled you in this meal planner that helps you with knowing how to use natural foods to boost your energy or to curb carbs or sugars. It's an app that goes on your phone and gives you information for health, maximizing health and fitness.
What phone number is that?
Hold on 1 minute, please, sir.
Hello.
You can take it. Sir, Mr. Mayor, it's Meyer or Mayor?
Meyer.
Okay. So at this point, sir, this is the charge for this app, okay?
But I didn't order the app. That's why I'm trying to figure out what phone number that order came through. I'll give you my number.
So?
But I've never even heard of you guys. The only app I've ever bought in my life was OnAxon 2 years ago. I had a couple different charges on my account, and this was one of them. And I don't know nothing about any app.
Do you think you would have, so this would have come along with some kind of survey or another purchase that you did? Okay. So you think maybe you pushed a button or something?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out. That's what I'm trying to figure out because this other company I called, it was called Healthy Health. And they had my address, they had everything. And I'm like, I don't even know what you guys are. And they canceled it and gave me my money back. But I don't know what I would have ever pressed. I don't buy meal plans or anything like that.
What do you want for this right now? How may I assist you?
Well, you can cancel it.
Okay, so I've canceled the account. This is fully canceled and shut down.
Yeah.
No further charges.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't even know how would I know if it was an app? Can you give me the phone number the app went to?
It would have been an email that you would have gotten from Bites Hub.
From who?
BITESHUB. Bites Hub.
See, and I have never received an email from them. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Bites. I get it. Bites Hub. Yeah. No matches found. the only computer I have is at work, and I don't have nothing on my phone, and I don't have nothing on my work computer. So I don't know how the mistake could have ever even happened. My phone number is 507-822-2584. Can you tell me if that's the number the app went to?
Yes, 1 minute, please. Say that number again.
507-822-2584.
Okay, let's see here. 507-822-2584. I don't see a 4, I see a 1.
Well, that might be your mistake. Maybe that guy wanted it, maybe. I know I didn't want it. I don't even got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want my money back.
Understood, somebody, sir. Please. 1 minute for me, please.
Yeah. I wonder if he's the one that ordered the supplement stuff, too.
Okay. So thank you for your patience.
You're getting all scratchy on me.
Can you hear me still?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you for your patience, okay?
Yeah.
Sir, thank you for your patience. Yeah. Take it out, okay?
Okay.
Sir, I'm waiting for a response so we can settle this and shut down the account, okay?
Yeah, okay, great.
still here, sir. Thank you for your patience, okay? Are you there, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I hear you.
I think I asked you this before, but can you tell me one more time if it's Meyer or Mayor?
It's Meyer.
I'm from old school where it's Pastor Myers, you know, so I don't know why.
Yeah, no, actually, a lot of people make that mistake.
Right. So it's Meyer.
Yeah, if it's Meyer, that's my name, Meyer.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. We're almost through with this process. We're very patient, okay?
I did just get a cancellation on my email.
You just got a cancellation on the cancellation, right?
Yeah, it says, and it is. It says, Bidub, customer service.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Now I'd like my money returned to my account.
Understood, yes. And that's what we're dealing with right now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for that patience. So when it comes to the fraud, the company is concerned that somebody else is using your information. So I would transfer you because we do consider it serious if somebody has used your information, okay?
Thank you.
So thank you for your patience. One more minute, please. So you're being transferred now. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Meyer, you saw you had. Do you see the order number on that email?
On the one you canceled.
Yeah, the cancellation.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I also went back. And this is in my junk mail. But on 7/15, you sent me an email. And it was at 7:15, 10:43 a.m. And it said, thank you for your order. But it was in my junk email, so I never looked at it till just now.
Understood.
Otherwise, I would have called that right away.
So what was in your junk email? What was in your junk email?
I had an email from this Bites Hub on 7:15.
Okay.
At 10:40. Well, actually it says 8:44 a.m.
So should I not transfer you to fraud? And it means that if your finger accidentally touched something and you did order it?
No, I did not touch nothing. I just got a response that I ordered something that I never ordered.
Understood. Okay. Okay, Mr. Mayor, you are being transferred now so you can handle this and complete the process, okay?
Okay, thank you.